Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I'm happy to be with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts about becoming more effective in generating productive conversations with customers in our stores. For a few decades now, banks and credit unions have believed that one of the most powerful aspects of operating in-store branches has been the opportunities these locations give us to talk with folks, to learn about their needs, and provide solutions to those various financial needs. And yes, in-store locations provide more opportunities for face-to-face conversations with potential customers and members than any form of branch. Well, ever. That said, one of the most common and, yes, understandable mistakes that in-store bankers tend to make is to misread store customers' willingness or desire to discuss financial services and products at any given moment. One of the reasons this happens is that our teams spend the better parts of our days thinking about, well, customers and the financial products and services we provide for them. Our heads, so to speak, tend to be thinking about banking quite a lot. Now, if you're working within the walls of a traditional branch, there's a very high probability that the customer walking through your doors will also be thinking about financial services. Think about it. Our standalone brick-and-mortar branches tend to have folks walking in who already bank with us or are thinking about it. However, with all due respect to those brick-and-mortar branches, the average in-store location will have more customers walking through their doors before lunchtime on a Monday than our traditional branches may see in a week. On Saturdays, we may see more potential customers in our stores than other branches see in a month or more. But these thousands of folks we see are thinking about and shopping for other things. Maybe they're in a hurry. Well, maybe they aren't. But they aren't walking in our doors thinking about the financial services they use, or even those they may need. So the idea that you would simply walk up to one of these shoppers and begin talking about yourself or your products right from the start is, well, probably not well thought out. If we do this, we are, knowingly or not, telling customers that we are first and foremost salespeople, and in our eyes, they are first and foremost sales prospects. Now, most in-store bankers would quickly say that is definitely not what we are trying to do, but it too often happens. When addressing this issue with in-store bankers, I like to share one of my favorite quotes. The busiest people in the world will stop everything they're doing to tell you about themselves. I suggest to in-store bankers that their priorities with most of the interactions they have in a store should involve simply learning folks' names and getting them talking about themselves, or their kids, or their pets, jobs, hobbies, even favorite sports teams. Basically, we want to get people talking about the things that are most important to them. And we aren't doing this to trick anyone. We shouldn't be having these conversations only listening for an opportunity to inject our agenda into it. When customers become comfortable chatting with us, they tend to reciprocate our goodwill and ask about us. And in this case, they'll actually listen. This may happen in the very first conversation, or the second, or hey, the tenth. Hey, the advantage in-store bankers have is that you will likely see these shoppers many times in the near future. And when we become the kind of people they actually look forward to interacting with, our opportunities to uncover legitimate banking needs greatly increases. It's really quite simple. The more friendly, real conversations we have in our stores with existing customers and members, and potential customers and members, the greater our opportunities to generate new relationships and grow our business. Get out there on a regular basis without an obvious sales agenda. You may just be surprised at how many far more productive conversations and increased sales you'll generate. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.